Another man probably wouldn't, but the women do, you know.
What would you call a man who's real conscious about his appearance, you know?
Real, and just conscious about his appearance, you know.
Did you ever hear calling the jelly bean?
A what?
A jelly bean.
No.
I think that's pretty old fashioned.
Yeah, it must be. finicky, I've heard that. I don't know where it came up, finicky. I mean, it's real peculiar, you know. I mean, I guess we just about like the jelly bean. May take a man 3 hours to dress, you know. But never heard of jelly bean.
Something that people used to carry their coins in, they call that a
purse.
And something a woman would wear around her wrist.
Probably a purse.
Or just a piece of jewelry.
Oh, a bracelet.
Okay, and something around her neck.
Beads.
Okay, you'd call that a what? A
necklace.
Would you say a pair of beads or a string of beads? Or
string of beads.
And something men used to wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Okay. Do you have a name for that?
I've heard a lot of it called. I've never really suspenders always hung with me, you know. I was trying to think.
Did you ever hear of galluses?
Yeah, and elastics, and then garters, men's garters, you ever heard of called that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of them called.
What about something you'd carry, hold on you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy cover?
A spray.
Okay. What about something that women used to make to put on the bed for warmth?
Quilts.
Okay. Anything else besides quilts?
Blankets, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on it.
A pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Did you ever hear of a bolster? And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on, you might make a
pallet.
And talk about the land and say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Or another word for rich.
Fertile.
What different kinds of land are there in this area?
Well, your historians will tell you the land's not any good on account of the pine trees. It's poor soil. I guess a sandy soil, but take your farmers and they tell me you can't beat it, you know. It's a mixture of real good topsoil, some clay and sand.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a soil called loam or loam?
Only in school, in college.
What do they say?
Loam.
Mm-hmm. What kind of soil is that? Is it good or bad?
It's not too good a soil.
What color is it?
Mm-hmm. Probably brownish, I think is what they said. Brownish, I believe. Really don't know.
Is it more like clay or more?
More,
like sand?
I think, a sandy clay, I believe.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of? I don't know if they have this kind of soil around here or not. But there's one kind of soil. I know they've got it up in the Delta, where when it gets wet, it's so sticky. If you try walking through it, you know, it'll just accumulate on your shoes. Are you familiar with that kind of soil?
That sounds like clay to me.
Do you ever hear anything called buckshot or gumbo? Any kind of soil?
Gumbo, well, just real soggy, you know. Call it mush, too.
Mm-hmm. Is this the kind of soil?